Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now,
yeah, you're in a hotel room.
I'm in the Ilminster Travel Lodge.
Where's it?
It's Somerset.
Okay. What's that? That's like
Dorset.
Did they all talk like that? Talk like that down there, Somerset.
Very much so.
How's that? Oh,
very much so. We went to a McDonald's on the way back from the gig last night. I was saying to Joe that it was the opening day, so they were very. Not only were they really, confused by certain things. Like I said, "Oh, can I get a double cheeseburger?" And they said, "Oh no, we don't have that. But we have a double quarter pounder." And I thought, "What?"
This really is when they're back at like Somerset, like, oh, we got all those McDonald's down here. They'd never heard of it before.
I was so confused. But then because there was obviously two of us and we wanted like separate pay for it separately because we were going through the drive through. He went, "Oh, I have to call my manager." And this manager come out, and I cannot tell you how young this guy was. Like we were like, "What?" Like he looked about like 16. We were like, "How is he the man?" Like it was so.
I reckon it's one of them such a small town that he was like, you know, when people has like multiple, like he's also the judge.
Like Miss Rabbit in Peppa Pig.
He does everything. Yeah. I went Nando's the other day, right? You both been Nando's, have you? Yeah. Well,
that was a great impression of a Nando's waitress. You've been to Nando's before?
Yeah. Well, this is what I was going to say, actually. There's these guys went in there and they all had like their Alexander McQueen trainers, their sleeve tattoos with praying hands and clouds and all that sort of stuff, right? And they walked in, they went, and she went, "Have you been to Nando's before?" I thought, some people you don't need to ask.
Yeah. Look at them.
Their life is Nando's. It's unnecessary to ask.
Come on.
Of course they have.
Yeah, they don't even call it Nando's. They call it dinner.
Yeah, exactly. It's just standard. They don't even ask, "Where are we going to eat?" It's like, they're going Nando's. Don't worry about it.
Already walking through the door. I do like that way around because there's no pressure to tip because already paid.
I think that's the reason behind their success.
Yeah, because people will go, "Well, we could pay," and then as soon as we're done, we're gone.
Yeah.
You know.
100%. It's literally pay up front, refillable drinks, success.
Yeah. Job done.
Nando's. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's how they've done it. Menu easy.
I don't know if Nando's listens to this podcast, but it'd be great to get them advertising with us. You know?
Yeah, we've been to Nando's before.
That's the title of this episode. Let's get some Nando money.
Yeah.
Me and Joe went to watch Charlton versus Man United at Old Trafford last year, and we had about a bit of time to kill, but we were both hungry. Where did we go? Nando's. Like it was like yeah, Nando's. That's where you go.
Yeah.
You know you're not going to be waiting too long. You know, as long as you get sat down and get the order away, then you're laughing.
It's just familiar. It's very familiar. And also, you don't feel as bad as you do after McDonald's. Do you know what I mean? You sort of feel like you could have grilled chicken. You can have rice. You can have peas if you want. You know what I mean? You ain't got to go. Do you know what I mean? You haven't got to go chips, double cheese. You know what I mean? It feels a little
bit. Yeah.
You feel a little bit better, don't you? Than do you know what I mean? Than anything about. Yeah, it's a true success story, isn't it, Nando's? It just blew, it's become a thing. You know what I mean? Just like going Nando's.
Yeah, because it would have been great to have it when I was younger. Like, because it kind of appeared, what, maybe 15 years ago, do you reckon?
Yeah, probably around 2010.
Yeah. And also, it's one of them, it's where it's like, you know, I think, it's obviously, I don't think it's a first date place, is it, at Nando's? But, you know.
I think if you're 16, 15, it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, when you're a bit further into a relationship and you're not trying to impress her as much, you can go. Well, I think we'll both be happy with Nando's, won't we? Do you know what I mean? I think we'll both. Do you know what I mean?
It hits the spot, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So just absolutely. All round, they've nailed that.
Here's to Nando's.
Yeah. Let's keep on this restaurant fast food theme. I like it. Okay. I like discussing
it. One thing I will say though is I don't know where the cheeky Nando's comes from. What makes it like? I've never understood that. Like, oh, cheeky Nando's. I don't foresee it as a cheeky meal. It's a nice meal. It's a standard.
I think
meal.
It's because of the people that I'm going to use this word frequent. Does that work?
Yes.
Go on, the people, because it's just in their vocabulary, isn't it?
Yeah,
they're just cheeky the sort Nando. Of people who say cheeky, aren't they? They're just cheeky. For a cheeky Nando, for a cheeky. And I think it because you know, and also maybe it is because you do pay first, you sort of pop in, pop out, then you know, you just go. Mm. You're not there for the. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, a little wave as you leave the table.
Yeah. Should we go for a cheeky Gordon Ramsay's?
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue. Yeah, yeah.
Just a cheeky free Michelin star restaurant. Just a cheeky one. It's not cheeky, all right? If I'm paying that sort of money, I don't want it to be cheeky, yeah? I want it to be serious.
A serious Nando's.
Stern face.
Do you guys want to go for a serious Nando's?
To be honest, if you are spending a lot of money on food that you know is ridiculously overpriced, it's a pretty serious thing. Like, it's not enjoyable, is it?
No.
There's no cheek in this restaurant at all.
Just let you know before we sit down, this is not cheeky.
Have you been to Nando's before? No, right, here's the rules. Okay.
No, actually, I'd love to see if someone say no and see, like, so, because I've never seen it.
What's all the spiel?
But everyone just knows they have been to Nando's. So I think it'd be, you've been to Nando's before? No. Well, just to let you know, it's very cheeky. Right. You gotta be cheeky if you're in here, all right?
You go up and you order and you pay first because that way you're not running out without paying.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think that's it.
That would be
maybe
cheeky.
It is.
This is a model based on no trust.
Yeah. Or they go, you order your food, they go, that's £20, please. And you go, I'll give you a tenner. Yeah. You gotta be a bit more cheeky. You gotta be a bit more cheeky if you
come on. Everyone's... Or cheeky boy, come on.
No, I'd hate
do I get a cheeky discount?
So bloody cheeky in there. They're always cheeky in that Nando's. But yeah, no, I always think like with food, right? Because Nando's, you pay for that sort of money. You're paying a 20 quid a meal, you know, it's about that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, cheaper in the day, isn't it?
You know when you go to these restaurants and it is like fucking just meant, you know, like mental restaurants where it's like £100 for like one plate of food. You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of, I mean, they are just sort of making up them prices, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where it comes from because,
yeah,
like a burger and chips is always the cheapest thing on the menu. But then when you look at that in certain restaurants and you can see that's sort of breaking the £15, £17 barrier, like, I'm not even going to bother looking at anything else.
Yeah.
And if they're burger and chips, the cheapest thing is already up there. Fuck knows where everything else is.
Yeah. But the thing is, when you're really skint and you go out with a lot of people who aren't skint, and they're actually picking what they want, and you're just looking what's cheapest.
Yeah.
I actually fancy some soup. Actually, I think I really.
You know what I mean? I've heard the tap water here is great. Actually,
So I get that. Like that's the thing. I do look at menus, and they do this in posh restaurants, don't they? Where they don't have pound signs. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
Numbers,
like just numbers in italics.
Yeah. And you're just looking at it. Anything with a starts of a two, you know. Oh God.
Oh Christ.
Just go straight to sandwich. You know what I mean. What are the sandwiches? What sandwiches have you got?
Sorry, where are the sides? I just have some sides, I think.
Yeah. What are you much of like a restaurant person, Joe, or are you more like a...
No, not really. I like to cook, to be honest, but I am lazy, so sometimes I just don't eat. Basically,
that's a quandary, isn't it? That's a situation
really
you got yourself into there.
Honestly, it's completely self-inflicted. I just sort of sit and I'm uncomfortable. Basically, yeah.
Well, to be honest, like where I'm like. Cooking for yourself is a bit boring, isn't it, I suppose?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, like, I used to cook much more. Like, if I've got the kids or something, you know, cooking's quite fun. But even cooking for kids is sort of like, you know, they don't give a shit.
Sure, I mean, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no point putting that much effort in. they're just putting food in their face. You know what I mean?
They're just shoveling. Yeah, they just need a bit of energy for the next 3 hours.
Yeah, you're there just like... finally chopping a shallot. They don't give a shit. Do you know what I mean? They don't really care at all. Do you know what I mean? Or like marinade and saying, they don't care. They want nuggets. I mean,
yeah, exactly. They want nuggets and a bit of sauce.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing. No, but I do actually enjoy. I think one, because I'm quite busy with, like, you know, with comedy and stuff.
Yeah.
We get to a point where life slows down again. Mm. I will get back into cooking.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head, to be honest. It's boring doing it for yourself. It's good if, like, you know, if you're with someone or if you've got friends coming around or something like that. That's fun cooking.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because I only really know how to make recipes that are, like, four portions. It's like, oh, this is really, that's a really sad, massive pan full of food that I'm not going to touch now.
Yeah. No, what sort of cuisine? Do you like to cook?
Do you know what? I love making bread, you know? I really enjoy it. It's like, because it takes...
No, that threw me, because I thought he was going to say, like, you know, like Thai, Indian...
Do you know what? And I'll be honest.
Bread.
Bread is not a cuisine either. What's your favourite cuisine, Joe?
Why have we all of a sudden swapped roles in this podcast? Yeah, like, you're the only one you don't understand anything now.
I'm fucking damn tired. It's all gone wrong.
That's cuisine. Like, what should we get? Should we get a takeaway tonight? Yeah, what should we get? How about bread?
What's your favourite cuisine? Irish.
No, you know what? I got well into cooking Asian, as in
really?
Like near me, there's a place in Croydon. It's like an Asian supermarket called Wing Yip. Are you aware of this?
Oh, no, never.
Oh, it's like a sort of like, yeah, it's like a, you know, Asian soup. So all the stuff, basically, like, it's like sort of like wholesale place where, like, you know, you know, like Chinese restaurants, they go there to get their stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you can go there and get, like, so I taught myself to make Singapore noodles.
Really? Amazing.
Yeah, Singapore noodles. And it's like, because you get like anyone who's not into cooking is going to find this really boring, but I'm going to continue. You buy like the pre-marinated pork that they put in, all that sort of stuff, and like, because that's what you want to do, isn't it? That's like, as me, like, I'm always thinking, if I get a takeaway, I'm thinking, how can I make this myself?
Yeah, I do that, and I think that's what puts me off when I'm looking up, like, you know, Asian food and stuff, because I've got to go to a supermarket and I don't know how to navigate the supermarket because different.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because you do, and also if you ever bought like supermarkets own, they do a takeaway box. It's basically you can have a curry, you just stick it in the oven. It's like, it's not the same, is it? It's
no. Normally disgusting.
Yeah.
My daughter's into like microwave lasagna, microwave kormas. And I keep saying to her, I can make this for you. Like, I make a really good lasagna. And she's like, yeah, nah. And I'm like, no, like, honestly, it won't have as much salt. Like, look how much salt, like, it won't have much salt. And like, some days it is really handy if, like, because she has, like, clubs or some days and just, like, she has, like, an hour window to just feed her. But other times I'm like, I can generally, like, make you a proper dinner. And she's just like, nah.
Yeah.
And, like, it's that thing of, like, I remember when I used to work nights in my early 20s and I pretty much lived off, like, just microwave meals just because it was just so much easier than, like, prepping anything. But,
have you ever been with someone when they've pierced the seal of a microwave meal and for a split second you thought it was like gunshots? I was living in Croydon. It's like, get out. Drive by. No, it's fine. It's just a tikka masala. So I know.
I will next time. Yeah.
Just ducks. Yeah. If you make microwave meals in the ghetto, it's like fucking. Got to be careful, man.
Got to be
careful.
Prepared. But also, microwave meals, when they're like, oh, you can stick it in the microwave for like 5 minutes or it can go in the oven for 25. I'm like, well, I'm putting it in the microwave, aren't I? Like,
yeah. And also, I mean, call me a renegade, but fuck those timings on microwave meals.
No, like, I'm with you. I'm
completely they overdo it, man. They're like, 5 minutes. Joking, yeah? That's a minute and a half job. A bit of a freestyler.
How are you taking this long? This is slapping the top of the microwave.
Yeah, it's like a rustler. I enjoy a rustler.
I haven't had one of those
years. I've only ever had it once, but it is the type of thing that I look at and go, that would have been a bit of me in my chunky. I was very chunky around like 18, 19. Yeah. And
I'll tell you what look bad. Yeah, they just look like bad news. Fridge raiders.
Oh, no, fridge raiders aren't that bad, you know.
I don't believe you.
No, they're just like protein. They're just like chicken. They're all right. I know what you mean. They look
sinister.
Fat in a bag.
Yeah. There's something. There's just that general section, isn't it, of like a Tesco Express. Pepper Army, fridge raiders, rustlers. It's just that it's all in one. This is bad news. This area is bad news.
To the fuck, yeah.
But I like it. They're bloody tasty. Yeah. Just straight past the fruit and veg section. No, thank you.
No, don't need that. No, not today, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I've tried to snack on fruit and veg. Like, I make that my snacks. But it's just not as nice as chocolate and sweets. It's just not. It's not as nice as a sausage roll. Like, it just, you know, I really try. And that, like, because, yeah, I'm up and down with my weight all the time. And you can just tell, like, when I've had, like, a good run of, you know, it's mad because you do feel so much better. You feel so much healthier when you drink shitload of water and you're eating well. And then you just, out of nowhere, I suppose it's like when you're off the drink for a bit and then you just have one, you're just like, oh yeah, like, you know, and then you're back on it and then it's like, oh, like what I really like when I have a dodgy kebab that makes me feel shit, because that'll I say in my mind I can then stave off the next kebab for at least a month, you know.
Yeah,
because you've got that memory of the bad kebab.
I think the one that does like the most guilt is fried chicken. Because you're sort of like, you're covered in it after the.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
You're glistening with, like, you know what I mean? It's just not nice, is it? Do you know what I mean? Glistening with chicken grease. You know what I mean? I did a gig the other night. Someone brought fried chicken into the green room.
I'm like, oh.
And it wasn't like KFC or anything. It was like, you know, whatever.
Morley's.
Like perfect or favorite.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize the brand. Do you know what I mean? Just the local chicken shop. Do you know what I mean?
Where was the gig?
It was in Gravesend.
Right. Okay. So,
But I mean, to be fair, like, I mean, there was a part of me like, it was like because one of the things, isn't it? But if you're not eating it, you can go, oh, Jesus Christ. But then you would eat it though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're eating something, Like I was sitting on the tube next to someone eating Wotsits recently. And it's like like really cheesy, but I would eat Wotsits. You know, it's disgusting as well. And he started licking his Wotsity fingers next to me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why Wotsits is one of the foods you can't eat in public. Because that's danger zone. What are you doing eating that on the train?
It just looks so grim as well, doesn't it?
Listening with Wotsit dust.
Yeah. Imagine like Wotsits and fried chicken. when drag acts, they have like glittery makeup on their face. it's like that, but with chicken grease and what's it dust. That's disgusting. All over their belly. Fucking rank.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We're on the eve of, well, not the eve, but we're on the verge of the first, next week will be the first Jack Skipper and Friends at the Comedy Stores. You've got two coming. How are you feeling, Jack?
I feel good, man. I feel good. I'm really excited, actually.
Yeah.
Really excited. Both nights sold out. It's good, man. I'm well excited. Should be got a good, lovely little lineup. Loads of friends, and the thing is, it's Jessica and friends, and they are friends, which is always. Do you mean because people, some people and friends?
Yeah,
and just like Well, I mean, I call them friends. I'm still paying them. Never had to do that before. But...
They've become my really close friends since I've been in this very unique position.
I thought I've had a loophole where I didn't have to pay people. But no. I thought we were just friends. Come on, mates, rates.
You call it Jack Skipper and friends, and that's it. Just lovely friendship, you know. No strings attached.
Yeah, I've never
no
had someone
attached friends.
I've never had someone invoice me for a friendship before.
Oh, yes, I'm one of Jack Skipper's friends. I'm here to collect my fee. Thank you.
To pay people to be my friends now. This is where it's come to. Jesus Christ.
That's exciting. I'm well looking forward to that. I mean, I haven't sorted up my ticket. I'm just assuming I'm turning up on the door and bowling in. Fucking geezer.
Well, you
point at your face.
Because I'm paying friends, I'm actually going to... What I'm going to do is like a sort of pyramid scheme, so you can pay me.
AKA buy a ticket.
To be my friend, and I'm paying friends. It's like a, you know, it's sort of a good business model. It's a good business model. I'm feeling good about it. I did a lovely gig last night in Cranbrook. Well, do you know what? I was thinking, where do I know Cranbrook?
Private school in 8 Mile.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? That's a Papa Doc went to school in 8 Mile. So where do I know Cranbrook? I was like, oh, yeah, that is it. Yeah.
Sorry, I've rampaged over your bit there.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It reminded me of your sketch.
That was a very funny sketch, Tom.
Yeah.
I come up with one every now and again. every 2 years.
That was nice. That was like a 300 seater, which is nice. But hey, Comedy Store is like 400.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. So that's 800 people across two nights for Jack Skipper.
There you go.
He's a popular man.
Yeah, I mean, now that's how I work. I call them friends now. Anyone who comes to a gig,
800 friends.
800 friends because money has changed hands. over it.
I'm just imagining you sit there with a sex worker. We're friends now.
Yeah. So it should be good. Pop in for a cheeky stand up. Very cheeky. For a little cheeky
stand up.
At
the beginning.
At the beginning. A bit of cheeky
when you want.
Cheeky stand up. Yeah. But do you know what? I've actually started booking in for November. Work in progress shows. But I've realised because I've done this last time. I realised work in progress is I think it's just an industry term amongst comedians. And like people who aren't like in, they just want to go see comedy. They think that's like the name of the show.
Right. I'm a work in progress.
Essentially for the listeners listening now, if you ever go into comedy and it says work in progress, that means they're working on their material. It's not the name of the show. So I think when I do these new work in progress shows, I'm not going to call it work in progress. It's going to be like Ron Seal. This is Jack Skipper working on new material that I've never said before. So lower your expectations.
Surely should. Like, I went to see Michael McIntyre do a work in progress last year, and it was a 50-seater and 2 North Down in near King's Cross. Now, if anyone went away from that going, oh, that was his new show, like, you know what I mean? Michael McIntyre.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just think if you're not that, you know, if you just think I'm going to go see a comedian, like, I mean, let's start, like, some people, like, well, me included, before I started comedy, I just thought, like, comedy was, like, people on Live at the Apollo, and that was it. I didn't know what, you know.
First time they were saying those stuff as well.
I didn't really get it. So I think you've got to say, like, yeah, this is new, you know, really make it really clear what this is. I've got a mate who works at a comedy club in Brighton, Alan Carr had a work in progress there, and apparently someone turned up and going, oh, work in progress. I think I've seen this show before.
Oh my God.
Jesus, like, well, I mean, I'm not even judging because it's sort of thing I would do. clarify, do you know what I mean? I'll get hit at the top, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But again, like, Alan Carr's massive. Before, just what, 200 seaters? Lovely gig, but like, Alan Carr's not going to do his tour show there. He'll do a tour show in 1,000 seats, you know, in Brighton.
Yeah, but they don't know that. I remember before I was into comedy, I went to Riverside Studios to see Frankie Boyle. It's lovely. Someone explained to me that he is just trying new stuff out. Maybe some people are just idiots. I mean, but even when I did a gig before, and I split the bill with someone, it was like an hour just to hide the room, and it was like I put on the thing Jack Skipper and friends work in progress, and then I put like it's me and another comedian,
yeah,
split in half an hour. I went on stage at the beginning and said I'm just going to bring a friend of mine on now to do some material, then I'm going to come on at the end. And even during that, someone came up to me and goes, I thought this is your night. I was like, yeah, I don't know how clearer to put it. I literally just told you he's going to be on for 20 minutes. Yeah. you got to be really clear. But maybe that's what I'm going to, when I eventually do my hour tour, it's going to be Jack Skipper standing on a stage in a room. I'll have a microphone in my hand. Yeah. That'll be the title. Just really explaining.
You'll be sat down. You'll laugh every sort of like 20, 30 seconds.
I suppose you are going to have people that sort of don't know what it, because obviously, you have your audience that have watched stand up, but then there's some audience there that hasn't watched any stand up, so they'll be waiting for some of your characters to come out. They'll be waiting, you know. It'll be an adjustment, you know. I know Paul Sinner, brilliant comedian, but obviously he has a lot of people that are fans of his quiz show, The Chase, that go and see him and are kind of like, oh, and then he does this sort of routine about his getting married to his husband, and they're just like, oh, this isn't what we thought we were getting, you know. So I suppose if you come to somebody for another, that's why I saw a previous member of this parish, Mark Simmons, he gets people that know he's a one-liner comedian because that's the output he puts out. So nobody goes to a Mark Simmons show, comes away going, oh, that was not what I expected.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think like I've told it is a standard show, and I think I don't think my I'm too dissimilar to my online stuff anyway on stage. To be honest,
no.
It's like I think
I'm just because of how you've built it up. I'm like, how many idiots are coming to see us Tuesday?
Don't call my friends idiot, Tom.
Sorry. Just because we're friends now, we can be brutally honest with each other.
I love my friends, aka fans. Hey, charging them £12 a ticket.
You're such good friends, and you charge them for your company. That's really nice.
Yeah. To be honest, they're all quality, man. Anyone's ever come and seen me before. It always like, I mean, do you ever do that? Like, you know, you think like, you're like, say if you was having a party and you look around, you go, oh, dude, I know some good people here. Like when I've done my shows before, people tell up to my shows. I think, yeah, I like, I'm happy that this is my audience. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that you're is like, good.
Like, they're right. They're decent people.
I once did a gig with Jim Davidson. And he couldn't be the more, He couldn't be more opposite. Yeah, it was great. He couldn't be more opposite than how Jack just
a friend.
Yeah, friend. Jim Davidson and friends.
I've always liked him.
More opposite than what Jack was just saying. He was so disparaging about his audience, like in a funny way, but he was just going, "Yeah, I mean, they're just a bunch of morons, really."
Wow. That's Jim Davidson, I know that's worse.
He's right.
It's a beautiful day, guys. What are you guys doing today?
I'm going to Verwood for my next gig. I'm going to have a shower. This is something I didn't say, is I was in a car accident last week. So my left-hand side is all dozed up. I pretty much, I'm on naproxen and diazepam.
Bring some to store next week.
Oh, absolutely. Mate, that green room's going to be great. I'll bring the audio gear. We'll get some recording done.
Yeah, invite a few friends in. Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I did want to say, because I think listeners be able to tell that we're recording this on Zoom. We were supposed to go to the studio, but basically, none of us have had a very good couple of weeks, basically. No. but this is get to the good stuff, so we don't talk about that. But talking about good stuff, Tom Toll, in a car accident, has to then go and pick up a brand new car that he'd already ordered. Then he drove about 40 miles to come pick me up and lug loads of my gear back another 40 miles, dropped it off, and then went to A&E because Tom Toll is a good friend and was helping me out.
And I was reading those WhatsApp messages from the pub, and I was just there. And by full support, and I was thinking, buddy, good blokes, M2.
They're good friends looking forward to the money.
Bloody good. What a trio. We are such... What a team. What a team.
Just texting half cut. You're so lucky to have us, Joe, by the way.
Well, all for one and one for all.
Cheersing everyone else in the pub.
Bloody good bloke, me. I'm such a good bloke. I think we have to make it a short one this week, guys.
That's fine, mate.
I'm heading into town.
What you got on today?
I'll do that. I've got a meeting in town, and then I've got to drive to. I'm doing Oxford Glee tonight.
Oh, enjoy.
Drive there. It's been nice. Nice catch up.
Yeah,
nice hotel room there, Tom.
Thank you, mate. Yeah,
little zoomy one. But he's all right. Every now and then, aren't they? I mean, I think. Stuff happens in life. We can't get to the studio, but we're still here. We're still
idiots together.
Yeah, exactly. But thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be back soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.